Welcome, friends, to another episode of Lunchtime Conversation. I am pleased to welcome Carrie Auerbach, the president of Run for the Beaches, into studio today. We're going to talk about the 5th annual Run for the Beaches 5K and Fun Run Walk, December 6th in Treasure Island, but we're also going to talk about her other hat, which is that she does Adopt a Beach, Treasure Island Adopt a Beach, which was organized in 2020. So, Carrie, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So this is really exciting. Give us the 911 on the big event, Run for the Beaches, coming up. And, you know, you missed a year last year, unfortunately, because of hurricanes, but you're back.
We are back, and bigger than ever, we hope, because we had the event every year at the Thunderbird, and the Thunderbird is going to be demolished because of the hurricane. We have moved the event to the City of Treasure Island Gulf Front parking lot across from Publix, across from the Treasure Island City Hall. The city has given us the entire parking lot to fill with sponsors, with nonprofits, and our runners. So we're really excited this year.
You know, it's a lot of work to do this. It's a lot of coordination. And we're going to talk about the sponsors in a minute. But what's really fun is this benefits local sustainability and environmental initiatives that are very specific to Treasure Island and that you have helped to craft. Talk to us about that.
Absolutely. So we have, we'll have Keep Pinellas Beautiful there, which I am a partner with Treasure Island Adopt a Beach. We will have Birds and Helping Hands, Seaside Seabird Sanctuary, and Jane Goodall's Roots and Shoots will be there this year.
Oh, they're fabulous.
So we're going to partner them with Keep Pinellas Beautiful and do a lot of kids events, doing some sea oat planning and just all sorts of wonderful. It's going to be a family event. Basically.
And the Fun Run Walk is something that you can do with your family. So you can do this wonderful holiday event and make a difference in your community.
Absolutely. It's not just a 5K, but it is a serious run. So it's on the hard-packed sand. It is timed, chipped and timed. So if you're a serious runner, come on out. If you're a walker, we're doing a walk. We're also having a kids run. And then the whole event is all morning long. So it's not just a run. It's an actual party. And we're going to have a great time.
And let's just talk about this. You had 400 race participants from Central Florida all over the place, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And it was, you raised more than $26,000?
Yeah, throughout the other events that we've had, the other runs. And we've donated back to the nonprofits that come. And we also donate back to the City of Treasure Island for sustainability initiatives. And this year, we donated a cold filtered water station that is set up at Gulf Front Lot. So it's a great addition for beachgoers. They can just, I think we're up to 7,000 refillable cups have been used in the filter station. Yeah,
I think that is just wonderful. And you know what I really love about this is you've been involved in this for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and you understand now more than ever we all need to take a part in saving our planet. And the mm-hmm. best way to start is in the community. You do a lot of beach cleanups. Tell people how they can get involved for that on a regular basis.
Sure. So Treasure Island Adopt a Beach, I started in about 2020, I think. Mm-hmm. And I just started cleaning up the beach with my girlfriend. And then I found Keep Pinellas Beautiful, partnered with them, and they've been absolutely wonderful. They really kind of let me do my thing because I have such great support from the City of Treasure Island. So we go out, we do a second Saturday of every month cleanups out of Suncoast Sailing, which is in the same building as the Waffle House. We go out and clean the beach every second Saturday. I do major holidays, like we've got July 5th in the morning coming up. It's kind of really scary how the beach looks after July 5th, but we were really instrumental in getting the no personal fireworks off the beach. We have three ordinances that supersede the ordinance that allows fireworks. So last year was our first year with no fireworks on the beach, the personal ones, and I think we had two incidents, which was incredible because it used to be very dangerous on the beach with people blowing off fireworks on their own.
I lived in Isla Capri, and we went down to the beach, and I mean, there were my little nieces sitting with me, and there were fireworks thrown all over the place. So this is, it really is a big deal. And, you know, Treasure Island is a world-class destination.
It is.
Standing Ovations is there. They have a historical society. And it really is just amazing that this Run for the Beaches is yet another world-class event that you all have helped to bring. Got a great band playing from 8:30 to 12:30. Tell us about
No Filter is playing. They've been our go-to band every year. They rev up the crowd. They play great music. It's just so much fun. The first year I went as a participant, and I thought, this is just so great. I've got to get involved because it's fun to be a part of planning it, but it's a blast to go. I've had people who fly in and they don't even run. They just get the wristband because then they get to have all the mimosas and the beer and the food and just enjoy the band. So it's really going to be a great time.
Well, the food is amazing this year because first of all, I want to do a shout out to Sea Dogs, Sloppy Joe's, Middle Grounds, Ricky T's, Dunkin' Donuts, Bella's Bagels, Bodega, Caddy's Foxy, Arbar, Rick, and Brit Pizza. But Taste of Treasure Island is going to be new this year. Tell us all about that.
It's incredible. We usually the Thunderbird puts out a great spread, and so this year we're trying to figure out how are we going to deal with the food besides planning the race and everything else we have to do. And then we came up with Taste of Treasure Island because now all of these restaurants are going to come and have their table and tent set up, and they're going to bring a taste from their menu. So Middle Grounds is bringing their famous fish spread. Brit's Pizza is going to bring little mini pizzas. We're going to get Bella's Bagels is doing bagels and that kind of thing. Sea Dogs is one of our major sponsors, so they'll have sliders and everybody's.
And Shipyard, will they have their beers?
They will have a taste of beers and their vodka, actually.
Oh, so that's Ice Pick Vodka. That's great. Yep. Well, Fred, shout out to Fred Forsley because he does a lot to support both in Maine and New Hampshire and here. And I know that Charlie Break Iron is. I met Charlie when I met you, and he was literally working the food truck.
He jumped on. We went to Sea Dogs first, and we said, would you like to be a sponsor? Last year, with the hurricane, they donated their funds. So we went back again and said, well, what do you want to do? And they wanted to be our top sponsor. So with them and Maldonado Dentistry and the City of Treasure Island, who's sponsoring the band, we've got a great lineup, and we're looking for runners now.
Well, not only are they looking for runners, but folks are also still looking for sponsors.
Sure.
So the runforthebeaches@gmail.com, if you're interested in being a sponsor, that's the place to go. Tell us about the website where they can learn about all the fun that's going to be Run for the Beaches December 6th in the City of Treasure Island.
The race starts at 8 a.m. You can go to runforthebeaches.org, and that will take you for registration. I believe registration went up to $36, which is probably on the low end of any 5K that's out there. And register now. Get in early. You get a T-shirt. You get your medal, of course. You get the admission to Taste of Treasure Island, and there will be many other vendors with some merchandise. We're looking forward to that. And we're just looking forward to Treasure Island getting back on their feet, getting back to the beach.
And we can't wait to see some of the nonprofit marine life and seabird displays. I always love to see the birds, and I always love to visit with friends that have, especially the seabird sanctuary. They really
had
a go of it.
So wonderful. We went up there to give them their check from last year's race, which was so incredible that so many of the sponsors and the runners donated, even though we didn't have the race. They said, keep the money, keep the money. So we were able to give each nonprofit a real nice check. And they were really grateful because, you know, Seaside Seabird had to rebuild completely. And they'll be bringing their couple of their birds. We're excited about that.
Oh, that's great. And what about Treasure Island Adopt-A-Beach? How can you find out more about that online?
Well, I have a Facebook page and an Instagram, Treasure Island Adopt-A-Beach. And I have all of my events posted well in advance. Keep in mind every second Saturday. This year, well, every 4th of July, we go out. We have 25 volunteers this year. We're distributing 1,000 koozies with trash bags stuffed into them. So my 25 volunteers will be walking the beach late in the afternoon when people are like definitely hot and have gone through their food and have trash and don't remember to bring a trash bag. And so we go out and we just really friendly, just say hello and here's a trash bag. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, I forgot a trash bag. Thank you so much. So with the 1,000 trash bags out there, we really help out the city with trash collection.
Leave nothing but your footprints on the beach, right?
Please, yes. Bah,
bah, bah, bah. Carrie, I wanted to just ask you, are you a runner? And, you know, obviously you're a do-gooder, and we love that about you. But what is, I mean, do you run?
And, no, I do not run. And our board, none of the four ladies on the board, none of us run. So
let's give a shout out to the other ladies.
For sure. We've got Carol Braddy. She is our race director. We have Barbara Higgins. She is our volunteer coordinator. And we have Sarah Busaka, and she is our director as well.
So wonderful that you're doing both of these things and you have found a way to mesh these together. I wanted to ask, are there any love stories that have happened at Run for the Beaches, people who have met at Run for the Beaches and kind of, or interesting stories or humorous stories? I would be the one that's, you know, doing the Chevy Chase trip on the beach. That
yeah.
would be me.
Well, we have teams that sign up, and they come in their tutus or different outfits. And, you know, we're really trying to promote having teams sign up, you know, company, team bonding, that kind of stuff with different corporations. It's just so great walking around, seeing everybody have such a good time.
A lot of community people, too. You see a lot of old friends. So Radio St. Pete, I'm doing a shout-out. Volunteers, music hosts, Andy, our producer, Anna Hummel, wherever you are today, I know that you're working. Please, let's do a Radio St. Pete team.
Absolutely.
I'll wear the tutu if y'all show up.
That's a great idea. I also want to give a shout-out to our mayor, John Doctor. He will be our MC, and he will be starting the race that morning. And he's made a nice donation to the cause as well.
Carrie Auerbach, we thank you for coming in, both for Run for the Beaches and also for the incredible work you do to keep our Treasure Island beaches clean. And you set the standard high. I've written about you for Paradise News. You've been doing this a long time. You've won a lot of awards. You haven't even won enough because this is a lifelong lifestyle commitment.
Wow. Well, thank you for that. I'm blushing.
Carrie, a shout out to people who, again, give the website so that they know where to sign up for the December 6th, 5th annual Run for the Beaches 5K and for the family's fun run and walk.
Please come to or go to runforthebeaches.org, and it will take you right to the race registration. You can even donate if you don't want to run or walk or even come. You just can donate to the cause.
And please join us all July 5th to help Carrie's Treasure Island Adopt a Beach clean up the beaches. Carrie, thank you so much for
being
here. Thank
you. Thanks for having me. That was great.